This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shiva Dvarim Begailam, Shiva Bechacham. There are seven things that make a person that he should be called a Gailam. And then there are seven things, he does the opposite of that, he becomes a Chacham. And the Mishnah enumerates them. Chacham einu medabel lifnei mi shegadol mimena b'chachma b'minyan. Speaks only in front of those that are smaller than him. Beinu nichlus atei divrei chaveira, he doesn't jump into the words of others. Beinu nivel lahashiv, he doesn't jump to answer. Sheol k'inyan, his questions are always on the topic. The emer al rishon rishon, on the first thing he says, that's the answer to this. Bal achron achron. The Mishnah continues basically with etiquette, so to speak, of how a person converses and how a person talks. Mash leishamayim leishamati, mait alemes, v'chilufim begayim. What is a chacham, Rabbi say? A chacham. Many times we talk about chacham, a kluge mensch. I'm glad that there's such a thing called a talmid chacham. Pashas, it means that he's a chacham in Torah, talmid chacham. Most Bali Musar say that actually it's two things. There's the talmid and there's the chacham, a mensch dav sein klug. There's talmid, there's chacham. It's not that he's just a chacham in talmid. As a chacham, possibly through Torah, a person becomes a chacham. But here the Mishnah gives us a formula of what a chacham is. And there's two ways to learn the Mishnah if you look at the Mefarshim. One way we can learn the Mishnah, that these are all simanim of a chacham. That if a person has these qualifications, these ma'ilas, these attributes, this is the way he behaves, then it's a simon that he's a wise person. There's another pshat in the Mefarshim. We can learn that it means he becomes a chacham. This is the formula, the eitzah on how a person becomes a chacham. You look at the Tveres Yisrael, he explains the Mishnah Shreich. You look at the Tveres Yisrael, he explains the Mishnah, that this is the basic rules of conversation. On every part of the conversation, before you start the conversation, during the conversation, after the conversation, by dilemmas is the final point, that if there's an argument after the conversation, is my dilemmas. So then it becomes pshat, that if a person doesn't have the ability to converse, a lot of people talk and talk and talk, but they never communicate. A person ganzen Leben can redden and redden and redden, and he's talking to hundreds of people, but nobody communicated, to the point that nobody learned one from the other. Azak was Azak, the Duzaks was Duzakst, and it's like Karav Zel Zeh. And most people in life go through life that way. Azak does and does, and you walk away thinking, and he. So nobody learns from anybody. And we know that a chacham is the pshat. Ezel chacham, halei meid mi kal adam. So in order to be a leimed mi kal adam, you need to have these qualifications. So this lechayra beisai is the two pshatim in the Mishneh. Kipshutai. That either the top shot in the Mishnah is that this is a simon of a chacham, that a wise person knows all these details on how to communicate. The way he talks and the way he listens and the way he accepts what the other person says. So it's a sign as a kluge mensch. On the other hand, there's another way we can learn the Mishnah, that it's a chacham because he will become a chacham. Because through life, once had a principle, a manal, a very chashvi, Rabbi Yankiv Goldstein, he always used to say that he has a degree from college. But you never went to college. He said, I have a degree from the college of life. Life itself teaches you a lot of things. So in order for it to teach you, in order for it to become that you should finally become a chacham from everything that you hear and see, you need these qualifications. This Rabbeisai is the Poshit Pshat in the Mishnah. And again, I emphasize the Poshit Pshat because I didn't come here to tell you Poshit Pshat. I came here to tell you a chidush nifla that I saw in the Medrash Shmuel b'shem Akadman Rabbi Yisrael. But before we get to that, Lama Oplanim Vida, Pshat is, and that is, it's all about being a chacham. You know, Rabbi Ruchem, the Greise Bal Musa, Rabbi Ruchem, made an interesting diuk. You know, in the Haggadah we say Chacham and Rasha, Tam and Sheni De Elisha. The opposite of a Chacham is a Chayra Tipish, not a Rasha. So if you want to have the two children who are opposite, it should have been Echad Tzadik v'Echad Rasha, named Zeik Dav Shtei. Echot Chacham. Chacham is not the opposite Rasha. The opposite of Chacham is a Tipish. And if you want to say the opposite of a Rasha, the Dav Shtei, Tzadik. Yushalmi, on that Mishneh, Kana Ben Shoyo, it's a Mishneh in Psachim, at the end of Psachim, Taka has the Girsa, Rasha, and Tzadik. The two opposites. Tzadik mahu oimer, Rasha mahu oimer. But our Girsa is Chacham. And Rabbi Ruchem flagged Alamol Zagin, that was a Chacham. Not only to be a Tzadik. That was a Chzayin HaKlugim Mensch. It's very important to Zayin HaChacham. Mitz Hashem, we're going to learn up maybe Pshat and Rabbi Ruchem's Velta a little later on in the Shir, or maybe we'll say a different Knesh. I'm not sure if it's what Rabbi Ruchem meant. But keep in mind that the first thing we talk about, especially by Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Haggadah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Echad Chacham. That's a Kluk. And the Mishnah here is addressing Vos Meint HaChacham. So either it's a Simon of a Chacham, or with this, and if this is the way you communicate and listen, you will become a Chach. Now, in what reference are we discussing? Are we discussing in Yanid Alma? Are we talking about Teres? I told you, Talmud Chacham, Chayre Chacham is in Teres. Yeah? Most Mefarshim, Rashi, the Rambam, I'm saying, is Mashma for most of the Rishayim. It's really a discussion about Teira. How does one become a Chacham in learning? He has to be able to listen to the other person. He has to be able to moida when he's wrong, and so on and so forth. And the Bali Musar on this Mishnah bring the famous Mises from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Narbach, that's over from his Rabbi Zalman. That Rabbi Zalman once said a shir. And he said, "Of psavot, akasha, teretz, chayzen, abachel, hatem gefrekt, agut, akasha." What was his response? Thought a minute, and before he had a chance to say anything, another bachel, fatedik the Rosh Hashiva, tried to come for the covet of the Hashiva. Says, "No, he doesn't know he's wrong. It's this and that." And he was saying Ashtikol Teir, and then another bachel jumped in and said, "The Hashiva is right because of this and it." Rabbi Zalman closes Gemara, and he said, "I'm not sure which is the right pshat. I didn't go through it thoroughly. Sounds good, was er sagt, and it sounds good, was er sagt. It's not what the emes is. I'm not sure." So he stopped the shir, and Rabbi Zalman used to say this over all the time. And if you look at the lashon of the Rambam, that's how the Rambam used the lashon. It's not stam. Rashi says, it ain't a bais to be made that he was wrong. That's the lash of Rashi on this Mishnah. Maida lemis is not embarrassed to say he's wrong. The Rambam goes one step further, that even if you have what to answer back, the hazvas to zagen. You have what to answer back, but you're not sure yet if it's the truth. Which means you could zuch outwin him in the argument. But what's talk of the answer? He's maida lemis. I'm not holding there yet. It's not stam. Yeah, I'm caught and I'm wrong, and he's maida, which some people can't even do. Some people could be dead wrong and they're still not maida. People don't know that Rav Shlomo Zalman, who used to say over this story all the time, b'shem his Rebbe, that's how he became the Rashim in Kol Torah. Every sefer that was ever written about Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings this as how he got his shtela as the Rashim in Kol Torah. Got up to say a prad b'shir, Rav Marzbach, the Rosh Hashiva, the gefrek, the kasha. He stopped a minute and he said, okay, I'll go on to another shtick Kol Torah. He came home and he told his wife, I'm not getting the job. They asked me, I pushed the kash on the tesis. I told him, I don't know, it's over. The reason why he got the shtel is because that's what he did. Rav Merzbach said that if someone can be made out lemes, it's the chasimen, it's the chaem, it's the chacham. And he got the shtel because he said he didn't know. That was the reason why he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Now most people know this part of the Maisa. Yeshua came out with the history of Rav Shlomo Zalman, one of the chalakim. And they add over there that there's actually more to the story. That Rav Shlomo Zalman said that grade fenot abchad drei terutzim. I had three answers to the kasha, but I didn't work it through to know if they're emes. The male, I said I didn't know. Not pshat, he didn't know the answer to the kasha. He said he didn't know. God was the zogin. The Rambam, nitzdam, the Rashi, the Ruzayna Beish the zogin. When he ain't a base, I'll tell you another maisa was out gebracht up in the sefer, and it's a mufush maisa because it's actually in the tshuvas. There's a sefer that was printed with a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman, where Rav Shlomo Zalman writes back to the mechaber, I made a mistake. Like, Eivosh, I'm not embarrassed to tell you, I made a mistake. What I said was against mufush gemara Rashi Rishayna. The mechaber wanted to print the letter. It's a Shenish Tikaltera from Shlomo Zalman. But he asked Shlomo Zalman if he could doctor the letter, if he could just take out those words, because he's printing a letter where Shlomo Zalman writes, he made an open mistake. Shlomo Zalman hem gesagt, was redst du? Ja, Mishnah. Reida lemes, ain't a beish, there's something to be embarrassed about, verkehrt. I'm proud. It's a Shenazach. I want you to print it. Print in the sefer that I, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I made al emes, I made a mistake. Habesai, this is what you all hear in the yeshivas. This is all standard Torah on this Mishnah. A chacham has to be a made al emes, plus the other qualifications in order to be called a Talmid chacham. But again, is that the pshat in the Mishnah? Chacham? Chacham means only in Teireh. Chayre Chacham is everything. And the Tiferes Yisrael seems to generalize it. That he becomes a Chacham with all these qualifications. Why am I here today? Because I want to tell you a chiddush that I saw from the Medrash Shmuel. Shem Akadin Rabbi Yisrael. Adav Shal Peler HaBesa. Pilei Ployim. It says in the Mishnah, Umeida lo emes. You know what the Mishnah is actually trying to talk about? A certain type of a chacham. And that chacham is a makir teif. That's the chacham that the Mishnah is talking about. Isn't that nice? Umeida lo emes means that he could be a makir teif. You look at a Mishnah, you don't see Vu lichten down Mishnah. Yes, Meid ala emes means that he's a makir teif. Because part of being a makir teif is to be meid ala emes. A lot of times I may say, we never admit, like the Chavetz Chaim says, because to be makir the teif, it's very hard to be makir. to first be made ala emes, that the person did for you. Go through life, how many times people forget the chesodim that others have done for us. Made ala emes means amakutev. Comes a whole new mishnah at this. What's that do? Chachos, tutsachavta. Now I want to tell you. The emes is samifurush and medrash. That Meid al Emes means Makyatev. And if you follow through, you'll realize Avesai, that we actually say this over and over and over and over and over again in our tefillah every day that we daven. And then we'll understand the Mishnah that has to do with Chacham. What does it have to do with a Chacham? Yes, wise people are Makyatev. Foolish people are not. But it goes a lot deeper, Rabbi, and let me show you. There's an interesting medrash. Medrash says, David HaMelech, the ganze tilim, is hoidu l'Hashem, praising the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Tishbachis. It's all praise, thanking the Rebbeinu Shleilim, being makir toiv. So the medrash, he's an einikl of who? He's an einikl of Yehuda. Chaynikl from Yehuda. Malchus Beis David, yeah? Yehuda was a meida because when he came and he said, Tzadka mimeni, that I did the chet with Tama, a meila from that resulted David HaMelech that said, Hoidu Lashem ki toiv. What does being meida that he did an aveira? He did an aveira. He was made that he did an aveira. Yeah? So how did that become that David HaMelech that's made to the Rebbeinu Shleilam is his einikum? And as a matter of fact, there's another medrash which flips it the other way. Where did Yehuda get his kayach to come and say Tzadka Mimeni? Came from his namesake, so to speak, that his mother said Hapam, Eides Hashem, I'll thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Shenatalti, Yaiser Michalki. So again, that's a meida to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's praising the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Comes Tzadka Mimeni, but I did the chet, and from there comes what? David HaMelech. And the Teretz Chabesai is. That Hapam, Eides Hashem, you have to recognize the truth. Shenatalti Yaisa Michalki. In order to be made, first thing is, you got to be makya. You have to be made ala emes. You know, Rabbi, so we live our lives, and there's many chassadim the Rebbeinu Shleilam does for us, but we take it for granted. All of a sudden, when something happens, well, am I talking? We don't understand. You have to be makir the emes. Yes, we have good lives. We have, Baruch Hashem, there's so much good. Others who look at us say, what are you, you have this good, that good, what are you, punk, this thing is not good. And the Teretz is, because they're looking at it from the entire picture, which we could call a chachme, wisdom, so to speak. From the outside, he sees it from, but when you're inside, you don't see it. Memeli, you're not a makir tev. Memeli, you're not a meida. So meida. A makir tev. Same lashon, meida, meida. And this is all famous Torah, based in the Sifrei Bali Musa. So a chacham is a makir tev. Okay. And it comes from apam eides Hashem, shenatalti yoiser michelki. And from there it results that a person can say Tzadka Mimeni, and from that becomes David HaMelech's Haidu Lashem Ki Toiv. I don't have to tell you the difficult life that David HaMelech had. I always spoke, why is it that David had to have every different type of Yisurim Shaykh? He went through everything. And the Teretz is because he wrote Tehillim. Tehillim is addressing every situation that a Yid finds in the Tilim. In the Tilim, every matzah. That's why David had to experience it. And David is the one that says, Hoidu Lashem ki toiv. Mizmar l'David, b'varchim ne'avshalom b'bnoi. Chapella. And the Teretz is, David had this understanding of Meid al Emes, which is a tremendous chachma, which mainly results in Haidu Lashem Ki Tov. Now, why does it have to do with chachma, Rabbi Yisai? All right, you ready? Let me show you something very interesting. There's a thing that Rabbi Ruchem always said over from the Mashgiach, the Alter von Slabodka. Did Paroi have Yirah Shemayim? No. As a matter of fact, Paroi had no Yirah Shemayim. That's one of the Chischeinus of Paroi. Yet he had the Chachma, he had the wisdom to recognize Ein Chacham Menavoin. He had the wisdom later to be Makir Tev to Yosef, and later on, of course, he retracted on it. Where did all that come from? Zok Rabbi Ruchem Parshas Vayechi. It's not from Yirah Shemayim. You see, Chachma has nothing to do with Yirah Shemayim. Chachma is separate. Yirah Shemayim and Chachma, one does not bring the other. You would think everything comes from Yirah Shemayim. No. And the truth is a Mefurashat Barabinel Rabbeisai. Meisha Rabbeinu was told by Yisrael to pick what type of Dayanim. No? To wake up the Olam a little bit. Okay, no, I'll test you. No, well. Anshe Emes, Yirelikim. And if you don't know from the Pasuk, you got to know from the song, right? Everybody's singing it today. This is the song everybody sings today. We ask for Banim, Anshe Emes, Yirelikim, yeah? Zok da Bar Benel. What do you mean, Anshe Emes, Yirelikim? And the Teretz is Anshe Emes stands separately from Yirelikim. So it's like the Barbanel, which is Rabbi Yeruchim saying over from the Alta, from Kelim. I want to show you an interesting Alta from Kelim. Why do we say every day twice Yitzias Mitzrayim? Zok the Alta from Kelim. This is in Chelik Aleph, page Shin Yadalit. Kichal inyan yitzias Mitzrayim asher nitzdavinu lisker beis pamim bayayim u balayla b'chol yayim. Why do we say over yitzias Mitzrayim twice a day? It's so important, yitzias Mitzrayim. So you would answer, because it's the aside of Abesai, the aside of Emunah, yeah? It's interesting, the Alter von Kelim doesn't say that. That's not what the Alter von Kelim says. The Alter von Kelim says, "Shehaainu lahashrish shayres hazeh b'leiv Yisrael, shehaadam tzarich levakesh ha'emes." Interesting, huh? I would say it has to do with chizuk and emuna. No, it has to do with being mevakesh ha'emes. And the Meilavah La Yitena Ritzainai Lishloi La'emes, which is a famous Yisayt by the Bali Musar. You have to make the Emes your Ratzin, not your Ratzin the Emes. Alter von Kelim says it many times, he calls it Maimer HaChacham. But that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned twice a day. Tell me, how do we finish Kriyashma? Does anybody know how we finish Kriyashma? Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes. How many times do we say the word Emes after that? Emes, Vemuna, Emes, Shemes, Emes. 8 times. Ezras Yisrael, it says 8 times. The Yaivitz explains 4 of them is for the Arba L'Shainus of Geula.
Only Spar says it about many times the word Emes. Ashkan doesn't say the word Emes. Emes, Ashkan, they say without the word Emes.
Everyone's without the word Emes. There's no word Emes.
No, some of them don't take up 8 times.
Okay, so I could just tell you what it... I'm happy with what the Yavid says in Nusach Svart. I daven Nusach Svart. It's fine with me. So either way, the point being, okay, so you know what? I'm an easygoing fellow. I'm not going to fight with you. I'll take out a Shulchan Aruch, which quotes in the Furash Gemara. Okay, and I say, and then you'll see, it's not important how many times you say the word Emes. Let me read you a Mefurash Halacha. Kal mish lo yomar emes v'yatziv shachris v'emes v'emuna arvis lo yatziv dey chayvas ha-mitzvah kitikuna, which is a Gemara Brachis, a Shulchan Aruch Paskins it. This is in Simin Samach Vav Sif Yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean? Inat yaitz kriyishma kitikuna. If you don't say emes ve'emuna, you don't say emes ve'yatziv, you're not yaitz kitikuna. Why? Why is a person not yaitz kriyishma if he doesn't say emes ve'yatziv? What? That's what the Altav and Kelim saying, right? The Altav and Kelim is saying. Whatever it is, you have to say the words Emes ve'emuna. Because if you don't say Emes ve'emuna, you're not Yaitza Kriya Shema Kitikuna. And the reason is exactly what the Altav and Kelim is saying. Because the reason to say Kriya Shema twice a day, it's about Emes. And I'll tell you where we say this every day, and I want you, the Olam, to pay attention every day when you daven. La'olam yehei adam yehei shemayim yaseisu bagalui moida la'emes v'doiver emes bulvavoy. So how do you start your day? Yehei shemayim moida la'emes v'doiver emes bulvavoy. The first thing is the emes, and that brings to lefikach anachnu chayav, which brings ashreinu to thank the Eibishter shanach mashkim arim mervoy pamayim b'chol yoyim shma Yisrael Hashem alikeinu. You say it every day by davening. You know what they say? There's worlds in the tefillah. Just pay attention to it. It's so clear. First step is that you have to know the truth. Now I understand a little bit, and I'm trying to get to make sure that we're within the confines of time. It's going to be a new policy that they say. We're not going over time anymore. Okay? Well, blineda. Blineda, blineda, blineda. Okay? I want to make sure. That's right, we're working on the meat of Avis. Over here, it's not what we say every day. It's unbelievable. We say it every day. No? Maida l'emes. Today v'emes v'lavai. And that brings to that a person realizes all the tzidkis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'fikach. It brings us to be l'shabeach. And then you could lead to David HaMelech. Sashreinu, ma'atayv, chalkeinu, ma'anoyim, goyaleinu. It starts with Kriya Shema, Kamayim b'chol yoyim. Mamish exactly that the great Bali Musar teaches us. Now let's go back up, Esai, to the Chacham and the Rasha in the Haggadah. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Emes. It's about truth. It's about Chacham. Chacham Mahu Oimi wants to know the truth. The Chilik Tzavishin, the Chacham and the Rasha. And all the Bali Musar speak about this. The language is very close to the same. The difference is, one wants to know the truth, and the other one wants to ask. It's a very big difference. You see? You know, there's a Meiridik of Vartrap, they say. And like I said, I'm going to end in a minute, and maybe one day we could get through this whole Shmuz, because I hold, like all Bali Musar held, Yid is about Yehudi. It's about being Moida. Moida has many, many, many aspects. It means to be Moida to the truth. We stand for the truth. And through that, we're Ma'idat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham, he wants to know Ma Ha'edus V'Chukim HaMishpatim. He's looking for the truth. He's a Daiver Emes B'Lvavi. And I want to tell you a Ma'idat HaVart. There's a Sefer Knesset Yisrael. It brings from a Kadman, a Ma'idat HaVart. He'd never said Ma'idat Leha Emes. It says Ma'idat Al Ha'emes. What's the difference? People read it quickly, Ma'idat Lemes, Ma'idat Lemes. It's caught my eye because it's Meredik. Let's say you have a discussion with another person and he's also not. Is it to be Ma'idat to the Emes? So he says, no, it's not about being Ma'idat to the Emes. It's about Ma'idat Lemes. Even if that other person is wrong, and his rayas could be upgeschlagen, but it's not about being Odom L'chaver, the other person. It's not about, it's about you. Can you follow through to think and say, I want the truth? You know, Rabbi, you see, in life, it's so easy to get away, to slip, and get away. As the other person, I'm not confronting. What is it, the truth though? So something about Anshei Emes, people who seek the truth. And when you seek the truth, Rabbi Yisrael, you're a completely different person. Completely different person. It's not about being moided to something or to somebody. It's about being moided. Now I want to end with the following, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a lifelong work. To be an Ish Emes. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Go b'chutza Yerushalayim im timtzu anshei emes." It's very difficult. They're far and few between. It's not the yikara mitzias, midas emes. It's a tremendous thing. So, what are we to work on? If it's such a high bar, how do we work on it? So, I want to leave you with two things. There's a pasuk that says, "Emes." The emes sprouts from the ground. This becomes in the Bali Musar and all the Svarim as the guiding light of how a person reaches emes. In this Pasuk, Bali Musar, Chassidish Svarim, they all find how does one search, look, find the emes. And the answer is, it's in the words Emes Mi'aretz Titzmach. I'll tell you how Chassidish Svarim understand it. I'll tell you how the Alter from Kelem understands it. And the rest is as homework for the rest of your life to work on. Okay, Rabbi Say? It's a whole word. You know, sometimes it's homework. It's a one night thing and you come back. This is for the rest of your life, Rabbi Say, homework. Okay? Chassidish Svarim steht zu Sherim Azavot. Titzmach has to grow. So you have to plant it, right? How do you plant emes in the Teretz is, you got to put the sheker in the ground, bury it, and then titzmach, the emes grows. Say Zong of Siddish Yisrael. Emes me'eretz titzmach. You got to bury the sheker first, you see. A person is completely enwrapped, involved in Sheker. There's no way. What do you expect to see the Emes? What are you talking about? Emes mi'eretz titzmach. Alter from Kelem, which is maybe the same daher, but from a different angle. Zakt alter from Kelem in Bnei Kvodei, velich das Ibe sagen, Bulsheinei. Just like a seed. How do you use a seed? It's a small kernel. And from that grows big things. Emes. Me'eretz titzmach means it starts small. It's a kernel. small little kernel in that fruit, and how it grows. Emes mi'eres titzmach. It's not going to come in 1 minute. A person works on insight to be doiver emes bulvavoy. Try it, Rabbi Yisrael. Whatever I say, is it true or is it not true? Start with small things. Small. Like a gargoyle, like a seed planted in the ground. And from that, big things come of emes. Emes mi'eretz titzmach. Chachma, Rabbi Yisrael. And why is it a chachma? Person could see a beautiful, but there's something wrong because he's not a chach, he doesn't see it. It's all about the glasses. I end with a story. He deserved it. When I was a young boy, the first thing I ever heard from Rav Gifter, Camp Agoda, and it seems like this was a theme in Telus, because they said, "Oh, from a Mardcha Pragamansky, for the Sibizagin from a Mardcha Pragamansky." Tells everybody spoke about Hamotrika Pagamansky. They begizat a marshal that they took a person to a museum and they showed him beautiful paintings. He looks at the painting, Christ Nanchalanjo, what's the name of the Christ of painters? Avalango, Christ, what? That's Nachem Tavob, Tavi something, Avalanjo, okay, Akopanim, okay, Rev. Huh?
Michelangelo.
Rav Gifter knew it. Unfortunately, I'm not as smart as him. He knew all the names of all the paintings. Yeah? The guy looks at him and he says, Zayamilch. Zayamilch, what's Zayamilch? See, today Zayamilch means that it's yogurt. Europe, Zayamilch was Zayamilch. It was green. Kept on complaining that it was green. They showed him another picture, with another picture, with another. See, Al Zayanuch. They look, yeah, how could it be? It doesn't like anything. It's all gorgeous paintings. And they look, says Rav Gifter, B'Shem Ramadka Pagamansky, and they notice that on his glasses from breakfast is left over from the Zayanuch. Ramela Al Zet the Zayanuch. Yeah, the nice, does is. He sees Zayanuch. Rav Gifter used to say over, with this he understands Apelletik Kazakh. And they landed on the moon. You know, the Russians and the Americans landed on the moon. It's not true? Well, that's what Rav Gifter said over then. They never landed on the moon. Okay? Uh-huh. That was the real story?
They said they did.
Okay. You know, Rav, I said, let me tell you something. I'm not more than what I've heard from my Rebbeim all my life. Whatever I say over something I heard, and I have a Kabbal and I trust it, Kehut Asayim. I stood there and I heard this Rav Gift. So I don't know who landed on the moon, who didn't land on the moon. Reisit Av Tzat Merav held that Americans also never landed on the moon. You know that, right? Okay, so let me tell you, you guys forced me into telling you this, okay? According to the Rambam, there's no such a thing as a moon. I don't know if you know that. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Deis, it's Einad Bal Geshem. It has no physical entity. The Rambam Hilchas Deis, Perek Beis. It's all from the Rambam.
Hello, what are you saying?
What is he saying or what am I saying?
No, what he's saying.
He's saying is it's a guess, something like a guess.
What is it?
The moon. It doesn't exist. Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levracha, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, got up at the Aguda Convention.
What?
Rabbi Yankiv got up at the Aguda Convention and he said, it's the Charaya that the Rambam, what he speaks in Hilchas Deis, is not halacha l'maisa l'chala deiris. Zayat gezakt. Therefore in Hilchas Refua, whatever the Rambam writes in Refua, no. It's not mucha that it's halacha l'maisa funza deir. You can imagine the backlash. Okay. Mit gefragte Saat Merov, ze chayin levrach, ze chadik levrach, the Rambam, the moon, how do you know? Because it was on television, see? That's what television does for you, see? See the shaker of the television that the dust is. Saat Merov said, you see, it proves to you the shaker of the television. All right? Akopanim, Rav Gifta said over that two landed on the moon, the American and the American said, one step for mankind, one step for the Gansazach. He saw the Creator, he saw the Be'er Elam. While the Russian remained the Zelba Kaifa. They saw the same thing. Person's a diver, Emes Bulvav. Person could see the same thing. Chacham, tippish, has to do with diver Emes Bulvav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.